This podcast is sponsored by Genesys. Genesys Cloud Contact Center technology enables more than 70 billion remarkable customer experiences a year by using data and AI to better understand and predict your customers' needs. Learn more at genesys.com/superhuman.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, April 5th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Shaking up social media. The world's richest man is now the biggest shareholder in Twitter. The news that Tesla CEO Elon Musk bought 9% of Twitter shares sent the company's stock price soaring. But what does it mean for the social media platform's future? On today's show, our tech reporter Sarah Needleman joins us to discuss. That's after these headlines. One of Silicon Valley's most storied venture capital firms, Sequoia Capital, has named a new leader. Partner Roelof Botha will take over for Sequoia's current leader, Doug Leone, when Leone reaches the firm's mandatory retirement age in July. Sequoia has been a backer of some major tech companies like Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok parent ByteDance. But in recent years, geopolitical tension and U.S. sanctions have complicated the firm's investment strategy in places like China. Hertz is expanding its lineup of electric vehicles. The rental car company says it plans to purchase up to 65,000 EVs over 5 years from the Swedish carmaker Polestar. Hertz expects the vehicles to be available beginning this spring in Europe and later in the year in North America and Australia. Rental car companies are typically big buyers of new car models. Having electric fleets could help them cut down on their greenhouse emissions and win over climate-conscious customers. But they could also come with higher costs, and the lack of public charging stations could be a problem for some consumers. Advanced Micro Devices plans to buy chip and software startup Pensando Systems for $1.9 billion. The proposed deal would expand the kinds of chips AMD sells, allowing it to offer semiconductors for use in networking, security, and other services aimed at the data center market. There's been a flurry of deals in the semiconductor space recently, including AMD's own $35 billion purchase of Chinese chipmaker Xilinx, which closed in February. And looking for a job in tech? Lots of would-be techies are scoping out Florida and Texas. Those two states saw the most growth in tech jobs last year, according to information technology trade group CompTIA. Each saw more than 10,000 new tech jobs added last year, about double what California added. With remote work becoming more common during the pandemic, employees are flocking to companies outside Silicon Valley, lured by cheaper housing and a lower cost of living. But it's not all bad news for the Golden State. California is still home to more tech jobs than anywhere else in the country. More than 1 in 8 tech workers lives there. All right, coming up, what happens when one of Twitter's most prominent users becomes its biggest shareholder? We'll discuss after the break.
Bristol-Myers Squibb is committed to advancing health equity and delivering innovative medicines that help improve outcomes for all patients. That means ensuring our clinical trials reflect the diversity of our communities. It means partnering with organizations that promote awareness, screenings, and care management in underserved areas. And it means fulfilling our vision of transforming patients' lives through science. Visit bms.com to learn more.
Over the years, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has been an avid user of Twitter. He's used the platform to share a lot of information and opinions, his feeling about the company's share price, COVID restrictions, and even nuking Mars. Last week, Musk floated the idea of starting his own social media platform. But thanks to a financial disclosure released on Monday, we know Musk now owns a 9% stake in Twitter. That makes him the company's largest shareholder. So, what might this mean for Twitter and for Musk? Joining us to discuss this is our tech reporter, Sarah Needleman. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, how significant is this share purchase in the scheme of Twitter's investors?
It's pretty significant given the challenges that Twitter's had over the past several years, and also just the fact that Elon Musk is such a big voice on Twitter and just such a prominent figure who has made some really wild remarks over the years, so it's certainly noteworthy.
And Musk is now a bigger shareholder than the company's co-founder, Jack Dorsey, right?
True. And also, let's remember that Mr. Musk is the world's richest person. He's a net worth of about $273 billion as of today, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. So he's someone to pay attention to.
One thing people often do pay attention to is Musk's tweets. And a couple of weeks ago, he polled his Twitter followers on whether they thought the platform was committed to free speech. Does that give us a clue of how he might try to use this new influence over the company?
Certainly, it speaks to what he considers priorities and how social media platforms should be run. So it offers somewhat of a hint, but it's still relatively vague. And there's a lot of complications that go into running these social media platforms. It's one thing to say, oh, we should get rid of algorithms or we should make them more public. But it's another to do that in practice when you have such a big platform and so many users. You have to really be careful for the folks who are trying to spam information or spread false information or just manipulate the platforms in some way, shape, or form. I mean, that's been happening for so long now. It's a constant whack-a-mole battle for these platforms. And so it's not an easy fix for anyone, even someone as big as Mr. Musk.
But there are more competitors now that are focused on this idea of free speech in the social media realm. So does it seem like Musk is thinking Twitter needs to compete against those?
I mean, Mr. Musk hasn't specifically mentioned any of those alternative platforms since his stake was announced. But there are these other platforms, Gab, 4chan, that have much looser content restrictions. We've seen Parler and the new social network from former President Trump. And, you know, these have had moderate success. They don't have massive followings. I think the problem is that the bigger the platform, the harder it is to keep track of all the content that's being posted.
Another poll that Musk held on Twitter was asking whether Twitter's algorithm should be open source. I mean, Twitter says it's built on open source code, but that's not necessarily true for the algorithm. Why would Musk be interested in making the algorithm open source?
Well, the general attitude towards algorithms is that people feel that they're being used to manipulate them. And the purpose of the algorithm, generally speaking, is to drive up engagement, to make sure you're served content that you find interesting and therefore you'll stick around. And that's why the platforms say they do it. It's for a positive user experience. But there have been lawmakers say that it's unclear exactly how the algorithms work and that they could potentially be manipulating users. And so Mr. Musk is calling for that to be more visible with the hope that maybe people have a better understanding of what kind of content they're being served to them and why. And some lawmakers have talked about presenting the possibility for opting out of algorithms and their feeds. And so Mr. Musk's tweet was that the choice of which algorithm to use or not should be open to everyone.
Do we know what kind of role he's going to take within Twitter now that he has such a large stake in it and what that might mean for Twitter's future?
Yet we don't know that he's going to take any sort of role or board seat. He's not as transparent in that way as other activist investors. We don't have that history to look at and say, well, he's done it before at this company or that company. But it's certainly possible. And just knowing that Mr. Musk is generally a fan of cryptocurrency, for example, and that's an area that Twitter recently started to dabble in by way of NFTs, it's certainly possible that Mr. Musk could encourage the company to go further into that direction. With Tesla, he briefly accepted Bitcoin for purchases of the vehicles. That was suspended, but the company does have some sort of relationship with Dogecoin. It will accept payments for some merchandise with that crypto. So it's certainly possible that Mr. Musk would encourage Twitter to go further down that path, but it's hard to say for sure.
Sarah, Elon Musk is the world's richest man. I mean, he could buy a lot of things. Why should we care that he bought a stake in Twitter?
I think we care because, first, it raises the question of whether or not he was sincere about his desire to start his own social network. It certainly suggests that maybe that's now on the back burner. And it's also significant because when these big activist investors come into companies, they have a tendency to shake things up. They may ask for different board directors. They may themselves take a seat. They may look to push a CEO out. And, you know, certainly Twitter knows what that's like. They had activist investor Elliott Management took a stake in the company 2 years ago. It nominated four directors to the board, and it did push for the replacement of Mr. Dorsey. he didn't leave right away. It happened about a good year and a half later, and you could argue that his resignation was unrelated. But point being that activist investors do have a tendency to play somewhat of a significant role in shaping the company's future. And so it's possible that Mr. Musk could do that. And he's a the kind of person who's not afraid to take chances and not afraid to make big decisions. And so it's possible he can come in and make some very big, sweepy decisions that push Twitter into a very different direction. Or it could give him a chance to get more under the hood of the company and decide, yeah, you know what, he'll go ahead and start his own network. That having more of a stake in Twitter has given him more insight into the company, and thus he feels more confident perhaps to go ahead and start his own competing network. Again, it's really hard to say, but to your point earlier, it's significant when the world's richest businessman takes a stake in a company. It's impossible not to pay attention to that and ask yourself what he may or may not do.
All right. That was our reporter, Sarah Needleman. Thanks for breaking this down for us, Sarah.
You're welcome.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. But before we go, a reminder that we want you to send us your tech-related questions about the war in Ukraine. Do you want to know more about how cyber attacks are being used in the war? How social media is dealing with information and misinformation about the crisis? Or maybe how it's affecting tech companies both in and outside Ukraine? Leave us a voicemail at 212-498-8852. We're planning on answering these questions in an upcoming episode. Once again, that number is 212-498-8852. We look forward to hearing from you. I'm Zoe Thomas from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.